Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hold up. We got one play. Everything we work for comes down to this.
Quick question. Speaking of workouts, how would you rate your athletic program?
Bro, we're in the middle of the state championship.
Oh, so like a B-plus then?
Dude, get out of our huddle.
Well, at Homes.com, we leave it all on the field to get you detailed information on local schools.
Off the field!
Off the field. Copy. All right, go sports.
How'd he even get in here?
Homes.com.
Bingo.
We've done your homework.
You've heard me talk about Samaritan, and today I get to tell you about an additional sharing option called Redeem HealthShare. It's everything we love about Samaritan, like the freedom to choose your providers and be in control of your healthcare, but with more program options to fit your budget and healthcare needs in a modern digital platform. There's an add-on feature to allow for a wider range of medical bills to be shared, including preventative, dental, vision, and routine care. Join the hundreds of thousands of fellow Christians and check out RedeemHealthShare.org today.
It's been a busy, busy show, and rightfully so, because as we told you Friday, and I know it was kind of a disjointed couple of weeks with Christmas and then New Year's, and we came back. Many of you were still on vacation, and we said to you, we're going to know Monday. We may know Sunday, and we ended up knowing Sunday what's going to happen with the fate of this football team as far as the coaches and the general manager. So as we've been discussing this today, Mike, tell our listeners one more time as we open up the lines, guys, you can chime in. We do want to hear from you, Falcon fans. I will read one of these posts that a guy sent me, and he says, I am totally okay with blank cleaning house, but I was only okay if he changed the front office structure, which it sounds like he has. Hire a football ops exec. You kick out McKay out of the process.
Right.
He says, I'm down with all of this. It gives me hope. And that's how I feel right now. If you're going to ask me, hey, is this going to work? That I don't know. But it's different than what we've seen in the past. But tell people, Mike, why you think this is the right time for the Falcons to move on.
Yeah, I just felt that, you know, and you know how I've been on this. I told Raheem to his face, you know, a couple of weeks back, if I ran the team, he wouldn't be back. Because there were things that could be fixed. This is the most winnable division in football. Special teams was never addressed. We spent last segment talking about that. That's a glaring weakness. You know, you hired a guy in Zach Robinson. I know that Dave Archer felt there were some good things there and players didn't execute. But I think a lot of folks outside of Atlanta felt we were very predictable. And Michael Penix Jr. seemed like his growth was stunted before he got injured and wasn't really on pace to be what we thought he was going to be. I feel about Fontenot and the Penix and Cousins thing. It never made sense to me. It makes less sense now. And now as we go into the third year, it failed. It didn't work because you're probably going to have to walk away from Cousins, and you know, hopefully Penix will be back on the field at some point, but you don't know what you got. But getting back to Raheem, I think in some minds of some fans, you got to give him 3 years because Arthur Smith got hurt. No, you got to rip the Band-Aid off. It's not working. To me, Carl, it wasn't going to get better. Look at this game. We had another special teams gaffe. We had a timeout out of a penalty. You know what I mean? We had the same things happen week after week. So I just think Raheem is a really good defensive coordinator, but I just don't think he's a head coach in this league. And he's going to get more opportunities to be a DC. He's going to interview some head coaching jobs as well. But I thought that the timing was right. You don't do one without the other.
Yeah, you couldn't do... keep Raheem and let Terry go.
Vice versa. Everybody in this division was bending over backwards to give you this division, and you couldn't take it.
Yeah. I do think there is an assemblage of talent here that makes this job special, but it also makes it very intriguing and interesting. And, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder. Some people look at us and go, well, they hadn't won anything and they hadn't been to playoffs in 8 years. That's the wrong way to look at this. If you put our roster on a whiteboard right now and you start saying, okay, star, potential star, stud, we got a lot of those dudes. And, Mike, that alone is how you win in this league. You got to – I don't care who the coach is, guys. You got to have some talent. The problem is the coach can't screw it up when you have talent.
Right.
And that is part of what happened – with the decision here. And the crazy thing is, you know, as I said, Terry Fontenot, for everything that he did that was good, including the James Pierce Jr. situation last draft, he didn't get the quarterback right. And you had 5 years to do it. And when I say 5 years, Mike, you inherit a situation, but you knew that wasn't going to be your situation 2 years right. from now. So you've got a plan for that accordingly. You knew coming in Matt Ryan was not going to be here 5 more years. So you had to plan, and I felt like that poor planning and just saying, all right, we'll go with a third-round pick, whether it was Arthur or not or whoever, you know, made it that decision, it was just a bad choice. And then you found yourself in this okay, I got to get it right. Now that it's done, it screams of desperation the way this went down with Kirk. We need a quarterback, and we did, but we're going to give him all this money, and that way we're squared away. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to go pick a guy and make sure that once he's finished, we're good to go. And we find ourselves heading to 2026, Atlanta, with no quarterback.
No, you don't know. I mean, it's completely backfired. Everybody outside of Atlanta felt it was a bad idea. I said it was a stupid idea. Trying to be respectful, I know some guys didn't like me calling Terry stupid. I thought it was a stupid move, and he got because of it. You know, another part of this, think about like the quarter. You said never getting quarterback right. They tried to get Deshaun Watson in here.
They did.
That may have come from Arthur Blank. As we said earlier in the show, no one takes credit for it. It's a bad idea. Nobody wants to say that was my idea. Then you lost Matt. Maybe Matt makes it work one more year and you had Pitts and him on the same page and who knows where we go. Never going to know because you marginalized your best athlete has ever played for this team and you traded for a third rounder to the Colts. Somebody in that building wanted Deshaun Watson. You didn't have the money. So that's also on part of his resume. You know, there's a lot of things here that's why I asked you earlier, do coaches look at this team and say, I don't know about this. Arthur Blank's a meddler. This team is dysfunctional. Not sure. Do you believe that flushing this thing, getting Rich McKay out,
yes,
is going to finally streamline this thing where it's going to friggin' work?
I do. I want to feel that way, but they got to show me. I want to feel that way, Mike. And you know what? For what you just said about Arthur Blank being a meddler, this is how you dispel that. This is how you separate yourself by saying, hey, look, I'm giving you these football ops guys, and this is the football people. I'm over here, and yes, I'm the owner, and I'm still going to know what the hell's going on. But I'm not in this. These are the people we're bringing in, and it makes you feel like there's a separation of state and church.
Right, or Chick-fil-A, church and chicken. But yeah, the thing with Arthur now, what I got from the reports from Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero is Arthur Blank was hands-off these last few years and needs to be more involved. Which I'm like, okay, or at least, there's a lot of lacrosse wires about what happened here the last few years. One thing for certain.
You don't think he was involved?
I
think he was listening.
I think Arthur meddles because if I owned a team, I'd meddle too. My two cents worth would be in there. There's no reason for Arthur to have a meeting with the coach. What's he going to do? I mean, does he even understand? I mean, look, we're all football fans here, and Arthur's owned an NFL team for 25 years, and that's his prerogative to have a meeting each week. But what comes of it?
All right, I like the meeting, and here's why.
How the hell could Terry convince you that he knew what he was doing? Obviously, he didn't at the end of the day. Maybe that's part of it.
And that's the thing. I like the meeting because it holds you accountable week to week, especially during the season, Mike, to explain to me what the hell we're trying to do. Mm. As an owner, if I just sit in my box, right, see fans as I leave the stadium, nice stadium, Mr. Blank, thank you. Get in my limo, go home. And then I don't meet with you until the end of the year, and you give me all of this crap. Week to week, I know why we lost to the Jets, what happened in the Patriots game. Like, I think that holds these coaches accountable. I like that. Some people think it's overbearing. I don't. You're talking about I need to see the owner once a week to explain to him what the hell we're trying to do? I don't think that's asking too much.
So moving forward, you know, how do they structure this? Rich McKay, we mentioned earlier, a lot of folks, as we said, you know, and we had a caller earlier in the show who said he still doesn't buy that Rich has been out. He still thinks Rich. Yes, Rich has a relationship with him. It's like Rich is never going to speak to Arthur Blank, but they are going to go through, I guess, to Carl, because the fans pick up on it. You're not going to see Rich up in the owner's box, right? Is he going to wear a mustache like Bobby Valentine so they get back in the dugout?
No, because again, hear us. He runs AMB Group. He is allowed to be in the box because he's still involved with multiple businesses that Arthur Blank has.
You never felt that he was that big of an issue, right?
I didn't. I've always felt like, Mike, once he became an issue, he didn't want to be an issue. We met, not you and I, we've talked about Rich for a long time. And Rich, by the way, used to come on our show every week. For those who missed it, years ago, we used to have Rich on all the time when he was thoroughly involved with the football ops every day. He was at practices. He was doing the, you know, he was in those personnel meetings, Mike. He was in the draft room, in the war room. You don't see him in any of that. He's not in there, and he's not doing that stuff.
But fair and fair, the perception he's a constant in the equation.
That's right.
Arthur Blank's not selling the team, so you can't replace Arthur Blank. But Rich McKay just sort of became that lightning rod for so many listeners and fans.
Totally.
And that's why, and they got the optics, and they knew when they fired Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot wasn't out there, the optics on that were horrible 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so Rich sort of became, again, a guy that people do blame. And whether it's right or not, he's now completely out. He's no longer the CEO. It's not part of his job description.
No. But as I said, and if you missed it, guys, we got the World Cup coming. Part of that is because of Rich McKay and the things he's been able to do in the relationships over the years. His NFL roots go deep. We know this, Mike. His father, his connections in the league. Guys, when you're talking about running, you know, the other things that are involved with Arthur Blank's family businesses, that's why he's still around. And I'm not making an excuse. I'm simply telling you what I've been told.
You know, the more I'm going round and round, guys, on social media today, follow us, Carlos. Put him up. See you, because I'm Mike Bell, ATL. A lot of guys agreeing with me about, just come in and be the GM.
Be the guy.
And you pay him good money to be that guy.
Okay.
And then you don't have to worry about that extra loot from CBS. Well, easier said than done.
That's true.
But I know that's how much is Arthur willing to pay Matt to be that guy. Maybe Matt doesn't want to be that guy. You know, it's a pretty good gig. Get paid $2 million to come and go, sure about that.
Not good. Not good.
So, but to me, we've been kind of like the chicken and the egg argument. Who is going to be that guy? The general manager sets the tone or the coach sets the tone? You know, that's why we have these consulting firms, which, again, I'm not a fan of it, but that's the way they do business, to vet all these guys. And I just hope that we get to beat the Titans, Browns, Raiders, Cardinals, and Giants to a guy like Clint Kubiak, who we have requested permission to speak with.
Thank goodness. Coach Paul in Gwinnett, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what are you thinking?
Hey, what's up, guys? I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
Here's what I'm going to make a few points. Thank you for not forgetting about the QB debacle. But there's another strike. I think when we let a coach go, we had a player leave the team. I think that's a little strike against him, too. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But to allow that to happen, I don't care what anybody says. There was dissension on this team after all that happened. And, yeah, them guys played their hearts out those last four ball games. I don't know if it was all for Rob, because they were trying to save their jobs, too. Now, my second point is this. We've got to get some coaches in. There's Frank Gans Jr. out of UCLA, one of the best special teams coaches in the country. They need to go out and snatch him. I coached with his daddy years and years ago, Frank Gans Sr., when he retired from Kansas City and came up to Northwestern and helped us out for a while. This guy knows special teams.
Okay.
Also, I think he's another good one that we can use in reference, you know, some good and a good offensive coordinator there. Now, what scares me about Matt coming in is that I always see these guys coming in, and Arthur is hiring guys that seem to be really good friends with him, and sometimes those friends can turn into yes men. So I hope the pattern does not continue with Matt Ryan and him being so close to Arthur. Y'all know he's very close to him. Not being one of those guys where Arthur can go pick his head just like he's been doing the last three staffs. So I hope that doesn't happen. And I don't want to pile on to Terry. If I had a choice, if all three guys that got let go, I would keep Terry out of the three because he did do a good job. But he does have some strikes against him. And again, I don't want to pile on with him. But that coach getting fired, that changed the whole tone of the season for them.
Well,
and of course.
By the way, appreciate your passion on that. Just real quick, we're talking for the guys not following this drift. The Ike Hilliard dismissal after the Carolina loss, who was the wide receivers and passing game coordinator. And then Ray McLeod, who, again, like if a player's not being respectful to you, they let him go. They said it was performance-based. Ray did some stuff on social media. Kadarrell Hodge is a Pro Bowler. He got benched. So there was a little bit of weirdness with a couple of players, but like guys were crying in that locker room today. Guys are upset, so he...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
At Homes.com, we do whatever it takes to get you the in-depth info on local schools you won't find anywhere else. Things like student-teacher ratio, test scores, and school programs. And sometimes that requires attending school recitals. So many recitals.
That's my son. Isn't he terrific?
Yeah, a real prodigy. Homes.com. Bingo. We've done your homework.
Didn't lose the team. I'm going to disagree with that. I do think there was an element, some strangeness with special teams and the wide receivers. There was some dysfunction there. I'll give you that.
I agree.
But Todd Monken, if you bring in a guy like Kubiak, he's going to be the player. He's going to be developing his offense. He's not going to have a guy like Monken anymore,
no,
something like that.
No, and let me ask you guys this. And this is...
If Monken was let go by the Ravens.
Well, if you're Todd Monken, why leave the Ravens? You're playing with the two-time MVP who last night put on a show and still shows you flashes of brilliance, Mike.
Right.
Are you closer, if you're Todd Monken, to a Super Bowl where you are with the Ravens?
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Homes.com, we do whatever it takes to get you the in-depth info on local schools you won't find anywhere else. Things like student-teacher ratio, test scores, and school programs. And sometimes that requires attending school recitals. So many recitals.
That's my son. Isn't he terrific?
Yeah, a real prodigy. Homes.com. Bingo. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, it's Chad with the band Unspoken. We've all experienced how powerful it is when the church cares for each other. That's why I wanted to tell you about Redeem HealthShare. With rising medical costs, Redeem offers a more affordable way to care for your family. Their flexible programs and monthly contributions are designed to fit your budget. It's a Christ-centered community where members pray for each other and offer encouragement. And if you've been waiting for the right time to make a change, now's the time. Check it out. Call 844-REDEEM-0.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that
That's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.